96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-GO03, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 19th of July, 73 degrees on our way to 94 with heat index readings near 105. So seek the shade and keep hydrated out there today. Hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Blake Cripps. Blake's is our new operations manager and the new radio play-by-play voice of the Emporia State Hornets. Blake, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Blake.
Doing just fine, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing
thanks for
good.
Joining us here this morning.
Sure. Great to be here.
Well, first, welcome aboard, Blake. How's it feel?
Well, it's a great feeling to be up there, coming up with you guys here in the next few weeks. And, when you are in this business in Kansas and you're doing play-by-play, and I have been in Kansas for the majority of my career, you know, this is an opportunity that is always on your radar. You know, you've got some incredible institutions here in the state of Kansas, and Emporia State is absolutely one of them. And so the idea that I'm going to be the voice of the Hornets, you know, here in a few weeks is very humbling, you know, to follow a guy like Greg Ray, who's done it for 35 years, is, absolutely incredible. I have an extremely, extremely difficult task in following a guy who's been such a pillar in the community, so good at what he does, and so beloved by, you know, the entire Emporia State and really just Emporia community. So it's a very, very, very important chair that I'm about to sit in.
Yeah, Blake will be handling operations duties here at KVOE and, of course, handling the Emporia State play-by-play. We get underway before August is over with Emporia State football. Well, let's learn a little bit about Blake. So you grew up in Topeka. Tell us about your roots there.
Yeah, I grew up in Topeka. You know, I've been very, very fortunate to have, you know, probably the best parents that I could ask for. And they were, grew up in the exact same house, never really moved. They live in Burlingame now. But yeah, I grew up in Topeka, went to Topeka West High School, and then went on to the University of Kansas, which is, you know, where I got my broadcasting start on KJHK there, the local student-run radio station on the campus of the University of Kansas. So, I've been in Kansas for the vast majority of my career, and I've lived in Kansas for the vast majority of my life.
Well, and Blake is currently at Neumann University. He's been the voice of the Neumann Jets for a number of years. So let's talk about your broadcast career. Where'd that get started?
Well, so I was at KU in computer science was what I originally thought that I was going to do. And, you know, I was in, I think it was programming 2 or something. And, you know, I still like computers. I still enjoy that, those kinds of things. But I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to be stuck at the office on a Friday night, you know, because this program won't compile. And I'm looking for like a semicolon and 60,000 lines of code, and I can't find where I've not put one. I thought, well, you know, I tried business and a couple other majors, and I thought, well, you know, I like sports. I like to talk about sports. Maybe I can do this. And my parents were fortunate enough for me to be friends with a guy that, you know, they went to school with a couple of people with the last name Haney, and their son happened to be Brian. And so they put me in touch with Brian Haney, who was at that time the sports director, he was working at KLWN in Lawrence, and said, well, you know, there's these guys on campus that do this play-by-play thing. You know, there's a meeting coming up. You should probably go if you want to do this. And so I went, and luckily for me, there was a lot of opportunity at KJHK to get better and try to learn how this thing works, you know, and how to get better at play-by-play. And from there, you know, the rest is history. I got my first job, which was in Chillicothe, Missouri, as the voice of the Chillicothe Mudcats, a summer collegiate wood bat league team. And then from there, I moved to Fairbury, Nebraska, which was my first full-time job at Seaver Communications at KUTT-FM and KGMT-AM, doing a bunch of high school sports and also being the voice of Don't College Football. And then from there, moving down to Wichita, Kansas, where I just kind of assumed more duties. People would leave the company as I was working at KGSO-FM, and we also had an AM as well, KQAM, and people would leave. And so I would just kind of assume their duties. And one of them that I did assume was being the voice of Newman University. I did Bishop Carroll football down there, and I called the NBC World Series, Wichita Wild football. But yeah, I've been the voice of the Jets for all but 1 year since 2013, and I've covered the team since 2012, and it's been phenomenal being down here in Wichita, and a lot of great memories with the Newman Jets that I'm going to leave behind, and you know, they've treated me very, very well here in Wichita at Newman. But you know, I would not have left Newman for just any place. And I had opportunities to get back into radio. That's what I wanted to do. But, you know, I made the decision that I was not going to do that unless the right opportunity came about. And this happened to be the right opportunity for me to join you guys up there at Emporia's radio stations.
Well, Blake, first and foremost, going to really be excited to have you as part of the ESU football broadcast. It's going to be a fun time. But, you know, you talk about your time at Newman, and that's kind of where you and I have gotten to meet a few times. And do you think that being, you know, with the Jets and already being around Emporia State and kind of being around the MIAA and to some extent, do you think that will maybe help make the transition a bit smoother coming here? Because a lot of people, when they jump into a new role, there can be a lot of hills to climb and a lot of bumps in the road.
Yeah, I think having familiarity with the conference is definitely going to help. It's going to be a little bit different coming up this fall, obviously, because as you guys are well aware, Newman does not have football. And so it's going to be totally new for me, not covering football, although it has been a few years since I've been calling football on a regular basis, but there's a lot of teams and a lot of history that I have not been, you know, covering all that closely. We've been covering, you know, I've been doing Newman Jets volleyball in terms of my fall play-by-play. That's been, you know, my kind of gig. So I've been following volleyball. So that's the one part of the transition that I'm going to have to jump on. And I'll be headed up to MIAA Football Media Days here next week, you know, driving with Don Wiest. The good thing is that, you know, it feels like I've been working with Don over there at Emporia State for about a decade, because, you know, Newman plays Emporia State, as you're well aware, in basketball so often. It's such a close trip. It makes so much geographic sense. And a lot of those games have been really competitive between the Hornets and the Jets in men's and women's basketball. So it's made so much sense to play that game even before the Jets joined the conference. So I have a great understanding about the history of Emporia State. I have a great understanding about what the facilities are like. I've come up and toured the facilities a couple of times here as I've, you know, come up for training to try to get on top of the operations manager roles there at our stations. And so I do think that being in the state is going to make it a lot easier. And I, you know, I'm well aware of how incredible Emporia State has been at these sports, even though I haven't been covering them on a day-to-day basis. I mean, the chance to join a program here that won a bowl game in football, the men's team went to the NCAA tournament last year, the women just hired a Division I assistant from Kansas State, and then you've got kind of the prodigal son coming home for baseball who won a Big 12 championship at Kansas State. I mean, Emporia State set up to have a really, really good season.
Blake's done his homework.
Yes,
obviously,
he has.
We'd like to hear that. And, and of course, this is Blake Cripps, Emporia's radio station's new operations manager and the radio play-by-play voice of Emporia State Hornets, replacing Greg Ray. And Blake will be starting early August here with us at KVOE. So you talked about Emporia State. What about KVOE? Were you aware of the radio stations here, Blake?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the cool things about being a play-by-play guy is that, you know, when you are going out or when teams come in, you get to meet the other broadcasters. So, you know, Greg, I've been talking to Greg for a number of years when I see him at, you know, either White Auditorium, Fugate Gymnasium. You know, we talk before and after the game. And, you know, when you look at the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Awards, it just seems like KVOE's call letters come up an awful lot there in that media market category. So, you know, KVOE is such a big part of the community, and I know from talking to people and even from listening what a good product you guys have on there. So, you know, I'm hoping that when my new role as operations manager, I'll just try to keep the level that you guys are at, because I think you guys are broadcasting at a high level. You're in the community. You do a great job. And it's going to be my job just to keep everybody moving in the same direction, keep all the content, getting all the content to where it needs to go. Because, you know, as I've been talking to Greg, and as you guys are well aware, in terms of the satellites and the content that we have, there's a lot of stuff. So just making sure that everybody and everything is pointed into the right place to make sure that we're on the air is a big role, and probably not going to have it all down after the training that we get this week on Friday, but we're going to do the best that we can to keep everything sounding nice and smooth. But yeah, I think Emporia's radio stations and KVOE, the mix, it's got such a great reputation in the community. It's a big responsibility to keep everything moving in the right direction with these stations.
Well, we're looking forward to getting you on board, Blake. Congratulations on your new assignment here, and we can't wait to get started.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate, you know, your trust in me, Mr. Souter. Everybody that I've met up there has been so welcoming. All the new coworkers up there, everybody has been fantastic. As I've, you know, made this transition, you know, because I know that I'm leaving a great place behind at Newman and Wichita, and that will be difficult. But everybody up there that I've met in that building has been so welcoming to me and wants to help and wants to be a part of my success so that I can help, you know, everybody else be successful too. So it's been great to meet all of you guys. Looking forward to being with the listeners for training camp reports coming up on my first day on the 7th. And then, looking forward to that with the kickoff on the 31st at 6 o'clock and getting up to speed on everything. I'm really looking forward to being up there and joining the community.
Blake, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Blake.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Right, we'll talk to you later.
Too.
That is Blake Cripps. Blake is our new operations manager here and the new radio play-by-play voice of the Emporia State Hornets for KBOE and Mix 104.9. And I'll let you know, the job opening that included not only the operations manager, but the ESU play-by-play position, very appealing to fellas all across, and ladies all across the country.
Yeah.
We had upwards of 80 applicants for that position.
Well,
so.
I got to say, I respect everybody that applied for that, because I can tell you, it's a hard role to take over with Greg setting such a high bar. But Blake, I think, is going to be a great addition. We're really excited to have him, and I can't wait to start working with him on the sideline. And I think we're going to have some great times and some great memories here in the next few years.
Hey, tomorrow morning on our Newsmaker Primetime Newsmaker, Lyon County Public Relations Manager Vicki Smith will be talking about an effort to update the county's website. Our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. 7:33, 72 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
You've got questions when it comes to vehicle maintenance. Questions like, who can possibly fix this? Where can I take it?